At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Mad Max Fury Road.
We certainly did.
It's from 2015. It's rated R. It's 2 hours long, and it was directed by George Miller.
Yes.
I got that it got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, I saw that.
90 on Metascore, which I believe is the highest we've ever seen.
Yes, I think so.
And 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb, which I feel is low.
Yeah, I think that's very low.
Who didn't like this?
Apparently 1.5 people. But yeah, I thought that was odd too.
Yeah, I got a budget of about $150 million.
Yeah, I saw a thing where it was from this number to that number.
Oh, yeah. This is what IMDb said.
Okay.
And it said a worldwide gross of $380.4 million.
I saw that also. Isn't that amazing?
It is. But I also think that, you know, this came out at a time when it was $10-$15 to go see a movie. $380 is a little low.
Oh, you are right. 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't all that long ago, and it was. What was going on in 2015?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And didn't it come out in the summer, like May, June? I feel like that's what I read somewhere.
Yeah.
So that should have...
Because we saw it in the theater.
That should have encouraged it, yeah.
The basic plot is that in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, a woman rebels against a tyrannical ruler in search for her homeland with the aid of a group of female prisoners, a psychotic worshiper, and a drifter named Max.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And it was.
The chase scenes were awesome.
They were.
And now you know why it takes so goddamn long to get a Mad Max movie. It's because these chase scenes are so technical.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, to put together those, you know, those pieced together cars.
Right.
And then to find somewhere to drag race them.
Well, they filmed this in Australia, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that there's a lot of desert there.
Okay.
I feel that way.
Sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I did read that they filmed it in Australia.
It had a big cast.
Really big. Considering some of the movies we've watched lately, really big.
Yeah, I mean, the whole production was huge. I mean, this was no small undertaking.
Right.
The cast is Tom Hardy, Charlize Theron, Nicholas Holt. I don't know what his name is. I don't like that guy. I don't like the look of his
face.
Would
that be Hout?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't like the look of his face.
Okay.
I've seen him in other things. I don't like it.
All right. Dude.
I'm sorry. I had to get that out there.
Get off of my movies.
Zoe Kravitz. Hugh Hepburn. Josh Hellman. Nathan Jones. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Riley Keough. Abby Lee, Courtney Eaton, John Howard, Richard Carter, a performance artist named Iota, and Angus Sampson.
Okay. We have, they had a lot of people here, you know. I guess that last movie we saw, weren't there only like 6 people in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Craziness. I'm looking to see if I can see where it was filmed.
I didn't write that down.
Me either, for some reason.
I did write down that over 80% of the effects seen in this film were practical effects. Practical effects. That's another thing that takes a minute to do.
I don't know what that means.
That means that they did that shit.
Oh.
You know, the cars rolling over, they made those cars roll over. It wasn't just a computer image of a car crash. It was a car crash.
Oh my gosh.
The only real CGI was used to enhance the landscape, remove stunt rigging, and remove Furiosa's arm.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, that's a lot of practical effect, because there's a lot of car crashes. There's a lot of explosions. There's right. a lot of, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow.
The trivia for this went on for days.
Yes.
I wrote 2.5 pages down, and I stopped because my hand hurt.
Okay. Okay, Mad Max Fury Road 2015. Filmed in Namibia?
Yeah.
South Africa.
Okay.
And Australia.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of desert.
Yes. Yes, it would. Lots of, most of them were filmed in Australia.
Yeah.
Because that's where our guy is from. Our director.
Yeah. It won 6 Oscars that I wrote down.
That's exactly what I wrote down. Do you want me to tell you what they were?
Sure.
Wait a minute. I can't turn the page. I do have it. Really, I do. Best costume.
Okay.
Sound mixing.
Yep.
Film editing.
Yeah.
Production design.
Okay.
Makeup and hairstyling.
Sure.
And sound editing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Everything looked great in this movie. Everything looked like it should have looked. You know what I mean?
I think so.
When they found Max at the beginning with and cutting the dreadlocked hair off, you know, how else would a man with long hair look that's been left alone in the desert?
Right.
You know, he would look shaggy.
Right.
He would look gross.
Right. Right. Why'd they cut his hair off? To distinguish him against the... Of the people that were there, the citizens?
Maybe. Because
they were all pretty rough looking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they only got a little bit of water.
Yeah. You know, they kind of live in caves and
right
underground holes and...
Right.
You know, so...
Right.
Editor Margaret Sixel mm-hmm. is George Miller's wife.
Yeah.
They've been married for a minute.
Yeah.
And he had to kind of coax her into taking the editing job because she hadn't done an action film before.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, no, you'll do great. Just you can do it. And she put together a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, she won an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Also, this film was shot in sequence.
What?
Yeah.
No wonder it took so long. Wow. That's amazing. I didn't read that. Does he do all of his movies in sequence?
I didn't look that up, but I wrote that down and I was like, wow.
If we come across him again, we'll have to definitely look that up.
Well, there's 3 other Mad Max movies to choose from.
Are they all on the
Oh yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
But this is considered, people consider this one the best.
Well, is it the best because it's a whole new generation of George Miller fans?
I don't know.
Because the first Mad Max movie came out in 1979.
I know that because, like I said, I've seen the first Mad Max movie.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it on TV. So it wasn't as dramatic as this today.
Right.
You know, TVs in 1979, well,
probably 1980.
Right, 1980 were not like what...
You watched it on a shoebox.
Right, right. What we saw today, the theater seating, surround sound, you know, a picture screen as big as the wall.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I have it written down here. Mad Max Fury Road is considered the best of the franchise and considered the most successful. The franchise is thought to have made $540 million worldwide with Fury Road at the top.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine $540 million? But that's, now that I think about
it.
Right. That's for all those movies, four movies. That's not much money at all. And surely all of this went to rental and home theater stuff.
Well, I'm sure.
You would think. So 540, when I wrote that, I thought 540 million, that's a ton of money. Now that I think about it, that's not very much money, is
it? No, it's only $500 million.
Right. And this movie made 300 of it.
Yeah.
So that's, that. We're not talking about big chunk of money.
But I think the basic story of one small guy trying to fight for his freedom against craziness in a dystopian landscape is a universal story.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's every story.
So I think Fury Road came in with a lot of already built in fans, people waiting for George Miller to put out a new movie.
Right. Right.
I didn't write down when Thunderdome came out. Did you write down when
I had
to
have that? 1985.
So yeah.
I've seen that one too.
That one had Tina Turner in it.
No. I remember Thunderdome because Tina Turner was in it. No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, she did the song We Don't Need Another Hero. It's great.
Okay.
It's a great song.
Why would she have been singing that song in that mood?
Well, why wouldn't she have the title song?
Oh, just the title song. Okay.
Well, it wasn't the title song.
Was she hooked to the front of a car singing like that guitarist? I mean, what was that deal? They carry the band with them?
Yeah, that's the, you know, the battle drums.
Okay.
And what's cooler than a guitar that shoots out fire?
Well, nothing.
You know, the battle drums are nothing next to a guitar that shoots fire.
That is true.
I did write down about the guitar. Where is it? In an interview with Vice, Iota said that the guitar weighed about 132 pounds.
Holy cow.
And shot real gas-powered flames that he controlled with the whammy bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Practical effects.
Yeah. No wonder it was hanging from that.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Because, you know, like a regular guitar is not super heavy, but I mean, it's there. You know that it's there. But.
Well, I've never touched a guitar other than a acoustic guitar. So I don't know what a fancy guitar weighs or feels like.
You can go pick that one up afterwards.
No, thank you. I don't want to break it.
No, it's fine. You can pick it up.
No.
Just hold it.
I would not.
I'll put it in your lap.
I would not.
Okay.
That's someone's instrument. I wouldn't know.
He doesn't play it. It's just there to look at.
It's very attractive.
It's cool as hell. With the Space Ghost Coast to Coast pick guard.
All right.
That's who's on there. One of the Space Ghost Coast to Coast guys.
Okay. I know who that is. It's crazy.
Tom Hardy announced in 2015 that he would sign on for 3 more Mad Max movies.
Wow.
That hasn't happened yet.
2015?
Yeah.
He's an old guy.
Tom Hardy was probably, he was probably in his 30s in this movie compared to Mel Gibson in his 70s. Like,
well, that is true. That is true.
George Miller had held out for Mel Gibson. But in 2003, when this was really getting going, he was having trouble securing filming locations. And then eventually Mel Gibson got looped in with that whole Passion of the Christ project.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so he was, you know, he was gone.
Okay. Well, I thought that this guy was very Mel Gibson-ish looking.
Tom Hardy's an attractive man. I have never found Mel Gibson to be attractive.
No.
Also, you know, learning later in life that he's a terrible human being.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, that really paints a different color of him.
Yeah.
Knowing that he's awful.
But I think this guy is right.
Yeah.
Right, very right.
Yeah. I did read that the Charlize Theron and George Miller found him difficult to work with during filming.
Oh.
And it was such a thing that at Cannes, Con is whatever.
I don't know. I always say both.
At the Cannes Film Festival, Tom Hardy apologized to George Miller.
Really?
For his behavior on set.
Okay. So he's not an old guy?
Tom Hardy, I would say he was in his 30s when this came out.
Okay.
Old enough to know better, to not act a fool.
Oh my gosh. Well, this isn't the only, you know, the only turd person. I read, let me see what it, oh, I remember a story here. Where did I have it? In the Witches, in 1987, he did the Witches of Eastwick.
Oh, okay.
And, it was pretty much all set. And he called Cher and told her that he didn't really want her in the movie because she was too old and not very sexy. Cher? I wonder what kind of vision that guy has.
I think Cher has always been sexy. I think only in the last couple of years has she started looking kind of old.
Oldish. Yeah, but she's 3,000 years old.
I mean, she's all plastic.
I know. And it said during the filming of that movie, Jack Nicholson kind of held him down and kind of guided him through directing of this movie because he was going to quit.
Oh,
of the Witches of Eastwick. And let's see. Jack Nicholson sat him down and told him to leave if the work wasn't good. And it was good, and he finished the movie. But yeah, it doesn't sound like he was real easy to get along with either.
Well, I've never seen The Witches of Eastwick all the way through. Mm-hmm. I've only ever seen bits and pieces on TV.
And I've never seen any of it, so.
And it is 1,000,000% not an action movie.
Oh, no, no.
So when you have directed action movies, you know, high-octane action movies, and then you go do a project like Witches of Eastwick, I'm sure there has to be a switch flipped in your brain as to which gear you need to be in. And I don't know, I feel like sometimes these directors are just go in full throttle and don't think about what exactly they're doing.
Oh, I can't speak to that. That seems reasonable that you would say that.
Because we've talked about a couple directors that were making completely different movies.
Right. But he's done tons of not thriller movies.
Yeah.
He did that Lorenzo's Oil. I remember when that came out.
That, I think that won awards.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Important when that came out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's see. He was nominated for Academy Award, Writers Guild of America, and the Writers Guild of America for screenplays. But that right there, Lorenzo's Oil, is far from a thriller.
Didn't he do the movie Babe about the talking pig?
He did. Yep. That's some of the other stuff I have. He did Babe and Babe, Pig in the City.
Oh, my God.
And after that, he did Happy Feet.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But Happy Feet, according to what I read, was not a very successful movie. I thought, I remember people were talking about Happy Feet all over the place. But then he did Happy Feet 2, and it didn't work out real well either.
Oh.
Was
that a Disney movie?
I don't believe they were Disney, associated with Disney.
Like Pixar or something?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, Happy Feet made $363 million worldwide.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's done tons of stuff that isn't Mad Max stuff.
And, weird, okay. Well, you know, maybe he's just an asshole then.
I don't know. And he's done lots of Australian television.
Okay.
Let's see. He in 2007 he did a Justice League movie.
Okay, I don't give a shit about DC.
Oh, wait a minute! But one delay after another led to the demise of the film. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. DC Comics don't really, you know, aside from Batman. You know, I don't really care about them. Wonder Woman, Superman, Aquaman. I don't really care about them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's done tons of stuff. And Babe, I remember, you know, every little kid in the world has seen Babe.
That'll do, Pig.
And Babe, Pig in the City. You know, that was huge. So, I mean, he's got lots of titles under his belt.
But we couldn't see if he had an OBE.
Nope. I asked Google and Google wouldn't tell me.
Oh, maybe IMDb might have it listed somewhere. You keep talking, I'll look it up.
Okay. I'm trying to see. His first movie.
I can't hear you.
His first movie, he was studying medicine in college, and he was a doctor for some time, a medical doctor. And his first movie was a 3-minute short that he did with his brother that won first place in the student competition. And he also met Brian Kennedy at that time.
Okay.
And they worked together as until Kennedy's death in 1983. But Miller kept him on. It kept his name on. It's still, you know, Kennedy's name is still on the company.
Yeah, it came up.
Kennedy Miller Productions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he must have had a lot of respect for that man, that he left his name on the company. So maybe he wasn't such a big turd.
Oh, he was awarded an AO in 1986, an Officer of the Order of Australia.
Okay.
In the 1996 Queen's Birthday Honours List for his service to the Australian film industry as a director, producer, and writer, as founding board member of the Museum of Contemporary Art, and as a member of the international jury of the Cannes Film Festival in France.
Yes. Nice.
Okay.
Nice. So, I mean, he's been working on films working with film for some time since, well, that first short was in 1971. So, I mean, he should know his craft. And he also has a digital animation studio that he used.
That's probably what made Happy Feet.
I would think so. I would think so. It was called... I don't remember what it was called. I apparently did not write that down. But that was... Seems to me that that's kind of defunct now.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Witches, we talked about Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
Lots of Australian TV stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look for something that he's done on Australian TV that I can watch. Because I watched a couple of shows from Australia. But I can't stand there. Everything's a question.
Oh,
oh my God, that just makes me sick. I have to turn the TV off sometimes.
Oh, just change the channel. Just find something else.
Ay. Why in the world is everything a question to those Australians? Okay.
I don't know. When you have spiders the size of mixing bowls.
I guess everything. I guess
my whole life would be in question.
You betcha.
God damn those spiders.
I know, and these people go and look at these houses that are literally in the bush. They've got tree limbs hanging. No. No.
No, and snakes. I don't do snakes either.
Yeah, right, no.
Editor Margaret Sixel had roughly 470 hours of footage to edit.
Holy cow.
Watching it all took 3 months.
Oh my gosh. Wow, and she put this together like that?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mel Gibson told Tom Hardy that he was just too old to play Max anymore.
See, I thought that.
And gave Tom Hardy his blessing to play the role.
Interesting.
Hey,
it's all in the upkeep.
Yeah. Being unproblematic really does wonders for your body and your soul. So, you know, maybe he should try that.
Okay.
Hugh Keith Byrne had played Toe Cutter in the 1979 Mad Max.
Okay.
So this is his second Mad Max go round.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Charlize Theron shaved her head for the role of Furiosa.
Nice.
And she subsequently had to wear a wig for her role in A Million Ways to Die in the West, which was a Seth MacFarlane movie in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane is the guy that did Family Guy and American Dad.
That's what I was just saying. I'm thinking, why do I know that name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eve Ensler of the Vagina Monologues was consulted to enhance the portrayal of the female characters. Probably more so the warrior women they meet in the middle.
Oh.
Because they were powerful women.
Yeah.
And they were not scared.
Oh, no. Uh-uh, no. I can't even... I don't understand why they would have needed a coach. Don't women have that in them anyways? The warrior?
I don't know. Maybe it's just good for ketchup. You know, a little pep talk.
Okay.
I don't know. Because, yeah, you would think.
Oh.
The older actresses playing the Valvolini.
Yes.
Did their own stunts.
Holy cow, are you kidding?
No.
Yikes. Nice.
So that's cool as hell.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
See, those women didn't need any coaching.
After George Miller screened some footage of this movie at South by Southwest Film Festival, director Robert Rodriguez stood up and asked, "How the hell did you film that?" And Robert Rodriguez has made big movies. Robert Rodriguez is also a buddy of Quentin Tarantino's.
Oh.
Robert Rodriguez did the Spy Kids movies.
Okay.
He did the first From Dusk Till Dawn movie.
Yeah.
And he did one of the Grindhouse movies with Tarantino.
Oh, wow.
I think he did the Planet Terror.
Well, why would he have a question like that? He must have been very impressed then.
Yeah, because this shit is cool.
Well, yeah, this is a stunning movie. This is very, very visual.
Right. And the color saturation, there was so much in the trivia about the way the colorists had to do things and the way that night films were shot during full bright days in order to get the correct blue saturation for the night scenes. The trivia for this was fascinating. And like I said, it went on for days.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I can see that. I mean, just the stuff I've just learned just now. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and the color and just everything was just really fabulous.
Yeah, this whole picture is beautiful to watch.
I mean,
the story's a bit soap opera-y.
Yes, but on the other hand, you know, I read something about a question and answer thing that they were at, and the question came up, is Mad Max based on something? And George said this. He wrote, "I wrote this based on the thesis that people will do anything to keep vehicles in motion and the assumption that nations would not consider the huge cost of producing infrastructure for alternative energy until it's too late."
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I wish there had been a date on that because...
we're living that.
Yeah. That is right now with, you know, just last week, two gigantic water mains in Atlanta, Georgia blew up and people were without water for almost a week.
And also in the last month, they've shown that the world, the entire planet has changed in temperature by like 10 degrees, crazy.
Yeah, that's not new.
Climate change is real. And
people have been talking about that for years, and it's only the ignorant who don't believe it.
Yeah. Why are the polar ice caps melting? Because the earth is getting hotter.
Right. The ocean is warmer now. And that cannot be fixed.
No. The only thing cool that will come of that, and this is because the earth's oceans are so vast that we have only, you know,
right,
discovered like 2% of it, something completely unreasonable like that,
right?
The life that will come from the water,
right? They haven't even been to the bottom of the Marianas Trench yet.
No, I can't wait. This is the only reason that it's great to be alive now, in blistering heat.
Yeah,
and the world that is only getting hotter is to see what comes out of the water. I'm dying to see it.
Right. But will they be able to see what's at the bottom before pollution kills everything?
Well, I think if the whole planet's getting hotter, that means it's getting hotter from the middle out, right? From the core, because isn't the core magma?
Yes.
So don't you think it's getting hot from the inside out?
No, I don't think that that would. I don't know. I would not agree with that. I think it's getting hot from, you know, remember the hairspray business in the, you know, 80s?
Yeah.
I think that it's getting hot from the top down to the earth.
We were just talking about this the other day and how I remember in like grade school in the textbooks, they would go on about acid rain and how I grew up thinking that acid rain was going to be a big problem in my future. And when's the last time you heard the term acid rain?
Golly, I can't even. No, you're right.
So, you know, the things that were problems in, you know, 1991, we don't talk about them now because they're not problems.
Right. Right. But the depletion of the ozone layer is what I think is making us hot.
Oh.
So I think it's coming down to us, you know, and that's why there's so many places that it's so hot, because the ozone layer isn't there to deflect some of those rays.
Listen, I don't think either of us are wrong.
Oh, neither one of us know what we're talking about, but that's probably what it is. Neither one of us are scientists, but both of us are aware of our surroundings, and we listen to people who are talking that are not just talking.
Yeah, no, I'm a firm believer in science, and I think that either one of our hypotheses are plausible.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't working in tandem.
You know what? Absolutely. Because if one thing is happening, other things are happening.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the dominoes.
Yeah.
You know, one thing happens, another. And we do have global warming. And, you know, no matter what they say, oh, it's not happening, blah, blah, blah. It is. It is happening. You know. People in Europe last summer, they don't live like we do. They don't have air conditioning. In Europe, they were having more heat than they've ever had in England.
Well, I've told you that I don't remember summer being so hot. I don't remember winter being so cold.
I agree. And that's part of it. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. That was my can.
Mom's enjoying a canned Clearly Canadian.
And I don't know why I had it all the way over here in front of the mic.
Because that's where your mouth is.
Yes, because it is delicious.
Well, I got some more trivia if you want to go for that.
I've almost read everything I have that was pertinent.
The jacket worn by Tom Hardy when he takes that off that guy. That's my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It was a replica of the one worn by Mel Gibson in the last two of the original trilogy. The original Gibson jacket was found in storage at Kennedy Miller and copied heavily.
Copied heavily. What does that mean? Rebuilt? Remade?
Emulated.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, the silver spray that I told you.
Yes. That you didn't realize that was a death knoll.
I did, but I don't know. I'm silly. So I went to the craft store yesterday to find something to mimic that silver spray without reading this part of the trivia. And
no. By
the time I had read this part of the trivia, it was later in the evening. I was already half ready for bed. I was not going to get myself together and leave my house again. I said, we're just going to go with it, because Mom and I did a TikTok where she is Furiosa and I am a war boy, and I've got a little bit of silver on my face. It does look like my face is dirty. instead of silver, but whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, I kept looking at myself on there thinking, what's on my forehead? Oh, you put that on your forehead.
So go find our TikTok. It's ridiculous.
Y'all know how ridiculous I am.
Extra ridiculous. Because we're in the car.
We were. We were in the car driving.
Yeah.
Ish.
Mom was
driving ish.
Mom was driving like a mad person.
Yeah, mad, like Mad Max.
But anyways, the silver spray used was made by Wilton.
Which we should have known.
Wilton is a very large cake decorating company. They make everything from, what are those, piping nozzles to...
Everything. And like I said...
Cake stands. And
we've done packaging. Cake decorating. We should have known that.
Yeah.
But I think when we were decorating cakes...
We weren't the spray pearl, painting them.
It was pearl dust.
Yeah.
Everything was pearl dust.
Yeah.
So, that you know, in our defense, but... I told you, Lex, call me. I would have put my pants on and driven over there.
Anyways, our TikTok was fine. Our TikTok is hilarious.
And you could see your lips. They looked more white.
Well, that's fine.
You could see that your lips looked.
Because he had the silver on, he had the silver off. He had the silver on, he had the silver off.
He kept thinking he was going to die.
Yeah.
He kept thinking he was going to sacrifice himself, so he sprayed his mouth.
Yeah, he just kept doing it.
That's where Valhalla is, going to the promised land.
Yeah, he was awaited.
Yes.
Yeah.
The door was open, he said, when he's talking to that girl.
Counting the opening voiceover and discounting any grunts, Max Rockatansky had exactly 52 lines.
Wow.
And he doesn't really start talking until the end of the movie.
Right. Does he know Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's only 6'2"?
Do you want to look up how tall Tom Hardy is?
Okay.
Let's do that real quick, since we've talked about Schwarzenegger a billion times. Tom Hardy. Oh, boy.
Is he 5'3"?
He's 5'9".
Oh. So he's just the height of an average man.
I'm just a little guy.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't the average man right now only about 5'10"?
I don't know.
It's not tall.
They all seem to be getting shorter to me. But
I know. Are we getting taller?
I don't know.
Hmm.
In the German dub version and the original English version, the buzzards.
Yes.
Are speaking Russian.
Okay.
And in the Russian dub version, they're speaking German. That way, to every audience, it sounded like a foreign language.
Oh. Yes, absolutely. Russian sounds like a foreign language. I was never able to do it because it's so in the back of your throat.
Yeah, all those Slavic.
Yeah, I can't
languages.
I could not learn that, so I never learned Russian. I was unable, but yes, I don't think so much German sounds like, but maybe that's why we got the Russian and somebody else got the German. I think you kids spoke German. You did German classes all through high school, so. I've always heard German.
Yeah. Well, so, American taught German is way different than German taught
right.
German. So
okay. Hadn't thought of that either.
So you got the tab of German.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
John Seal came out of retirement to head the film's cinematography department.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who John Seal is, but to come out of retirement?
Yeah.
Wow.
To come out of retirement to do something this big.
Wow.
It probably took up a couple years of his time.
Yeah. Isn't that funny that someone like that would recognize something good?
Yeah. And the last thing I have written down is a list of actors they considered for Max after it was clear that Mel Gibson was gone.
Oh, okay.
Armie Hammer, you may know that name.
He's too pretty.
Well, also he's weird. He's that cannibal guy.
Had some little legal problems, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
Plus he's too pretty.
He might be pretty, but he'll eat you for real. So.
Okay.
Yeah, let's stay away from him. Jeremy Renner.
Familiar name. I can't put a face on it.
He plays Hawkeye in the Avenger movies. He was the guy that got ran over by his own snowplow.
That's right. But he's recovered.
Stunning recovery.
Yes.
I'm sure it, you know, doesn't hurt that he's rich and can afford the best doctors and treatment. And
right.
We're not going to talk about that.
Right.
Michael Fassbender, who's been in all sorts of stuff. He's very pretty.
Familiar name. I can't put a face on it.
If you saw a picture of him, you'd know instantly. Probably. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yep.
And I can't, off the top of my, the only thing I can think of that he was in was Prometheus. And I know for sure you didn't see that.
No, that's not even familiar to me.
Joel Kinnaman, and I don't know who that is.
Do we need to look that name up?
No.
Okay.
Heath Ledger, who
has
passed. Eric Bana, who played the Hulk for like one movie. And Eminem.
I could see that.
Absolutely.
But you know I'm a fan of Eminem.
I know.
I could talk about a little guy. Absolutely see that.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Joel Kinnaman is a, yes, Swedish actor.
Let me see.
Not at all familiar. I don't recognize him at all, but that's the face. That's the...
I've seen that guy in something. I think he was on a TV show.
Okay. That's the face. Let me look and see. Oh, he looks a lot better with some facial hair.
I think... Yeah, he was on The Killing.
Okay. Yes, he looks absolutely
on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, he was also the new RoboCop. Okay. They remade RoboCop and he was Alex Murphy.
Alrighty.
Yeah. And Michael Fassbender, hold on, let's look him up real quick.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender.
That name is very familiar, but I don't know why I would know it other than through, TV stuff. And
he's got major villain, like, aura. Like, look at him. Doesn't he look like he was made to be a Bond villain?
Oh, my God, yes. Absolutely. Put a little darkness on him. Absolutely.
He played Magneto in X-Men First Class. Magneto in Dark Phoenix. He was in Alien Covenant Advent. Alien Covenant Phobos. Are these video games? No, it says actor. He was in the Assassin's Creed movie. That's a video game.
Uh-huh.
He was in a retelling of Macbeth.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of these actors, these younger actors, came up through the classical theater, yes.
Okay.
Because if you can do classical theater, you can do anything.
Yeah, I think so.
If you can pull that shit off, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. Victorian literature and prior is all unreadable swill to me.
Yeah, I don't.
That was written for a different person, and it sure as shit wasn't me.
No, nor do I think anyone anymore at all. That it had its time. Let's move on.
Yeah, you know, we're making plays every day that are great. Let's do something that we haven't done billion times. also, I want to hear the tea. You know, I don't care that about Shakespeare's writing, but I want to hear that Shakespeare was illiterate and that somebody else wrote his stuff. I want to hear that story.
Well,
I want to hear all about that. Was it Christopher Marlowe? The world may never know.
Nope. Nope. Not unless they find all that Shakespeare stuff at the bottom of the tunnels at Oak Island. You know, that's the theory that there was Shakespeare's writings would be, you know, in the pit.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can like anybody who's not a fan of Oak Island.
I mean, I like the lore. I like the backstory. You know, it's taken a little long to.
I know. I
get that,
that
third
too.
Death or whatever.
You know,
can somebody just die? Can somebody just go over there and jump?
So that we can have the answer, that sixth person.
Yeah.
Or seventh, whatever. I don't even remember anymore. But you know, the guy from Oak Island went over to Italy to tour Italy with my really good friend Giorgio Tsoukalos for Ancient Aliens.
Okay.
Did you even know that Ancient Aliens and Oak Island were connected?
Why wouldn't they be?
Of course. That answer is of course.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm not surprised by that at all.
Okay. All right.
But why were they in Italy?
Because, you know, the brothers are Italian. They have ancestry there.
Okay.
And
what does it have to do with aliens?
Well, they went into a keyhole pit or something. I don't exactly remember, but you know, they were looking at different things that they you could see different pictographs and things like that on these monuments that they went to, Giorgio and Marty? I don't remember now. Anyway, that are associated with Oak Island. So it just happened that the brothers are of Italian ancestry.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff for Oak Island leads directly back to Italy and directly back to the oh my god, I just blacked out. Maybe I just had a stroke, I don't know.
Okay.
Back
to their family?
No, the guys in the white Templar. The Templars.
Okay.
You don't know who the Templars are.
The Knights Templar are.
Okay. But yes. But Knights Templar and the Ancient Aliens really aren't connected.
You would think that they would be.
Well, maybe they are. How else did they get? You know, you got to really think about that. At that time, how did people get from Italy to the United... What is now Canada and the United States? Can you imagine the bravery of those people?
Oh, yeah. 100%. You wouldn't catch me on a boat for 10 years.
Right. And at that, during that time, the earth was still flat.
Well, according to some people, it still is.
I know. There's a whole big thing about that right now.
My friend Deborah, her nephew is a flat earther.
Oh, my gosh.
And every time she goes to see him, I'm like, I need write down everything you can because I have questions.
Haven't they seen the pictures from...
Those are all fake.
Oh!
We're living under a dome? And also, I heard on a new episode of Knowledge Fight, Alex Jones was talking to, I don't know, some idiot named like Flat Earth Dave or something like that. And this guy has a whole theory that nuclear weapons aren't real because the Earth is flat. And for some reason, because the Earth is flat, nuclear weapons can't be real. And that places that have been affected by nuclear weapons, you know, in quotation marks, it was all dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, there's evidence of dynamite at these sites. Okay. Well, I'm sure some elements of dynamite making is used in you know, the same nuclear weaponry, but
I would think that a bomb's a bomb's a bomb.
I would think myself as well.
Wow. Well, if Alex Jones has somebody on his show that says that, then it's got to be true. It just got to be true.
Well, on this episode of Alex Jones, he was also saying that the feds were trying to shut his building down and lock him out. And he was crying about how he just wants to save America. It was very funny. But Flat Earth Dave, or whatever his name was, really stuck out to me. And I told Deborah to ask her nephew about the nuclear weapon thing. Since we're under a dome, what's that going to do?
Yeah.
And I can't look that up. I don't need that in my Google log. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm going to look up Flat Earth Dave.
That's going to be in your Google log. The NSA is going to see that and be like, the fuck is she looking at?
Well, what's the difference? Everybody knows everything about everybody already anyway. You made me lose it.
Flat Earth Dave.
But the way it just went to Professor Dave, maybe? Flat Earth Dave Weiss. Gotta be.
Okay, sure.
There's YouTube stuff. OMG. I'm not even gonna look at this.
No, I'm sure it's all crazy. I'm sure it's all like word salad crazy.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. How can we be where we are in the universe if we're flat?
That's because the universe isn't real.
Oh.
This is like a simulation.
Okay. See, I don't know. I don't know all this flat earth stuff, so.
Yeah, we're under a dome, and it's, yeah.
Under a dome.
It's like simulation, like, you know, the effects in the sky are all, you know, projected. Imagery.
So when you fly from here to somewhere, is that just in your mind? Or can we fly in the dome?
Obviously we can fly in the dome.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because, I mean, if we're talking in a dome to cover the entire seven continents, then we would have to, I mean, there would be plenty of room. Because that dome would have to be real big.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, then what would account for the changing of the weather? If we're in a dome, wouldn't that just be...
that it's like sprinklers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all projections.
And it's snow machines?
Yep.
Oh. I like the ancient aliens theory better.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that.
Sure.
Not the flat earth stuff.
Well, the flat earth stuff is just silly because the earth is proven not to be flat. And I mean, they figured that out pretty early on, that the world had to be spherical in order to do what it does.
Yeah. To be where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe that space and the solar system and every galaxy beyond us is real, then, you know, whatever. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I cannot. I don't even have anything funny to say about that. Except for the fact that, what?
Huh? And honestly, that question in itself is hilarious. Because first of all, the fact that you have to ask that in 2024, that you have to look at somebody and say, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, with all of the science and all of the human record that we can have acquired, that we can access. What? How?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow. Okay, like I said, I'm sticking with the ancient aliens.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little more exciting.
That just even seems reasonable to me that we can't possibly be alone here. And that there's got to be someone smarter than us.
I mean, at this point, you know, with the way things are going, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like we're out here on our own.
I do, too.
I kind of feel like those omnipotent beings are looking at us like, these people are fucked. Let's just go somewhere else.
Yes.
Let's just move on to the next place and we'll just be there.
Right.
Because these people, what?
Yeah, they're the ones going, huh? With that face. You know, you got to have that face when you say something like that.
Your
like,
whole face is scrunched up. You're squinting. Like, your eyes are barely open at all. And you're just going, your mouth is open.
Yeah, and your eyebrows are working because
your nostrils are flaring.
You're trying to figure it out.
And all that's coming out are just sharp breaths. Like,
yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know. It's amazing to me that people would think that. I don't understand that.
I also just listened to a Behind the Bastards that is the type of creationism that believes that human beings lived with dinosaurs.
No. No.
Yeah.
Well, there may have been some type of humanoid types? I don't know. Maybe.
Oh.
I still don't know. I think that dinosaurs were here for a reason.
Yeah.
And then the man came.
Yeah, then we crawled out of the water.
Then the human came, yeah. Well, I don't believe we came out of water, but that's, you know, you believe what you believe, and that's okay with me. I'm all right with that.
I don't know. Why couldn't we have come out of the water?
Because I believe in God. I believe we were created like this.
Okay.
But then on the other hand, what explains the floods? Why did this supreme being feel that he needed a redo and destroyed everything with the floods?
I don't understand if there is a supreme being who's into doing redos, why they're not looking at us right now and going, oh, we need to start over.
Yeah.
Shut it down, guys. So that's where I'm coming from.
I get it.
In my non-belief. Because if there was somebody out there watching all of this happening and not intervening, like...
Intervening. Correct.
What is happening? Like, okay. You're okay with all of this? All of this?
Yeah. Well, it's
why should we be okay with you being okay with that?
I get it. And it's just like I told you, the city has this outside movie set up and there's one of the nicer swimming pools in the city is open for family gathering. And what happens? Fights and shootings.
Well, that's the city's fault for trying to pretend to do anything nice and not involving metal detectors and bag checks. This, why we are not run as a group of people that don't know how to act, I don't understand. Why are we given an honor system? We are not honorable people.
No.
Stop doing that.
Yep.
Metal detectors and bag checks.
Yep.
I'm fine with it because I don't got nothing to hide.
Correct me either. And I don't have a gun in my purse, so.
You know, and I don't want your hand in my purse, but I understand that for the safety of everybody here, you need to do that. And
right.
I'm fine with that because I like being safe.
Right. And we're not. I mean, you can't even go to the grocery store. Did you hear there's a shootout in a Kroger's?
Oh my God, I saw that.
Holy cow. But thank God I didn't hear that anyone in the store was shot.
Did you see in the
parking? Killed. There was someone shot.
Did you see in the parking lot at a Giant Eagle in like Cleveland?
Yes.
Some crazy person attacked a woman and a child.
A child
and killed the child?
Oh my gosh.
What?
You're right. We need a redo now, don't we?
First of all, if I'm pushing a buggy full of shit and a kid and I see a crazy person with a knife coming at me, I'm running back to the store. I'm not running to my car because how fast are you going to get that baby out of the car? You're not. Run back to the store.
Yeah.
At least there you have safety in numbers. You may not, but the theory is that you will have safety in numbers.
Yep. I get it, but I don't, you know, you don't know what happened. You don't, did the person come up from behind? You know, you don't know.
If you don't have your head on a swivel in a parking lot, I don't know what to tell you.
Especially if you have kids with you. I get it, but.
I walk through a grocery store parking lot all the time. I have my keys in my hand ready to fight somebody. I'm looking around. I'm making eye contact.
It's like the fucking grocery store I have. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're right. We do need a redo. But yeah, there's nothing nice, nothing good anymore. Nothing.
No. We can't have parades.
Nope.
We can't have nothing.
Nope.
And this is because everybody's crazy now.
Yep.
And nobody's willing to talk about mental health. And the people that do need to talk about their mental health are sure as shit not going to do anything to help themselves because they don't have a problem.
Right.
I heard a story the other day of a man that his therapist tricked him into being admitted. And first of all,
what?
If your therapist and your doctors colluded on you, obviously they felt that you were a danger to yourself.
Yeah.
So why you're running from the sheriffs to avoid a 5150 hold, I don't know. And then the hold was only about 24 hours. I thought a 5150 was a full 72.
I thought so too, but any medical professional can do a 5150. You know, if I'm a nurse in the ER, I can do a 5150.
Right. I don't think I don't think a therapist has that kind of juice. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I have to ask my therapist. I have a new therapist.
Yes.
And I like her.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't fire you like the last one.
She seems to actually want to, like, get to the bottom of something and fix something, where the other one was just there to listen to me tell stories.
Wow. And considering you've only been there a few times, I mean, wow. Yay.
Yeah. She seems to want to get to something.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, ask her that. They're right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I'll ask because I'm interested to know.
Huh. You know, I know police can do that. I know. Judges can do that. I know anybody in a hospital can do that. I don't know anything.
I don't know. So. But, you know, obviously, if somebody thinks you're a danger to yourself, then, you know, you should be put away.
Obviously, yeah.
And apparently this person is one of those people that will take their medication. I'm feeling good today. I'm not going to take it.
Which is a mistake.
Which is the whole purpose of the medication.
Correct. You feel good because of the medication.
Right. Well, I know that and you know that. But you can't tell a crazy person that.
You are correct. And when someone is not thinking correctly, that would absolutely make sense.
Yeah.
Then I don't need that. I feel fine.
Right.
But, you know, there's another problem. There's too many people that have mental illness that aren't getting the help they need.
Right. Well, that's just because there isn't enough
help.
There's not enough care to go around.
Correct.
Period. End of story for any medical malady.
Yeah.
There's just not, there's zero compassion in the medical field anymore, which I feel is very weird. Because the whole point of it is compassionate care. And if you're not offering compassion, then what are you doing?
Right.
Why are you wasting anybody's time and money?
Right. And it's very expensive to be sick today.
Yeah. I saw a reel today. It was about being You could only go to this place because if you have a membership and it's an exclusive club and the chef makes you three meals a day, and you know the first meal might just be like clear liquids, but the bone broth is to die for. And he's in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and you get, you know, all you can drink beverages, and it's an IV bag. And
that is an exclusive club.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very expensive to be in the hospital.
Oh my God.
That's only for the rich. I mean, anytime you're sick. Well, look at me. I've been wandering around with a stinking cough. Why? Why hasn't this been fixed?
I still am not willing to overlook COPD.
Absolutely. The next time I go, when I come back from my vacation, I'm going to go back to the doctor and inquire about that. Because there's tests they can do for that.
Absolutely.
And why wouldn't I have COPD? Everybody else in my family did.
Right.
You know.
And you don't have to be a smoker to get it.
I lived in a cloud of smoke for 20 years. Of course, there has to be some side effects to that.
Absolutely. Do you have asthma?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I've had asthma for years, but it was really only exercise-induced asthma. When I exercised, I'd get real crackly.
Oh, okay. I had it as a child and wasn't bothered by it so much as an adult. And I smoked as an adult. I smoked for like 15 years.
Jesus, that's a long ass time.
Yeah.
You didn't know any better?
Oh, of course I know better. But you know how cool I look? I just look cool.
Okay. All right.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, well, I never smoked, so I never looked cool. And I knew that.
Cool as hell. Call me Joe Cool.
Okay. Talk about it. Got a cough. Not going to cough.
Okay.
I don't know. I see no relief from stupidity coming.
No. It's only going to get worse. Yeah. You know, an election is coming here in America. Fox News is touting that Russian warships have landed in Cuba. And I was just like, well, you know.
Okay, why?
Well, I'm sure. Are they still communist rule?
I do not believe so. No.
Oh, so they're not still.
They were allies with Castro.
Absolutely. They were Cold War BFFs.
But why would Russian warships be there?
I don't know. To threaten us? If you have nuclear bombs, what do you need a warship for?
Right. And why would you take your expensive warship anywhere near where a nuclear bomb might go off?
If I had a big fancy warship, I'd sail it all over the place.
I'd just be driving around the city.
Bitches, I'm watching you.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be landing anywhere.
Oh. I would just be.
I'd be driving all over the international waters.
Yeah. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
Look at me looking at you.
Raise the flag.
Yeah. My flag would just be a giant middle finger.
So would mine. Oh my gosh.
I would just have middle finger flags waving just
everywhere.
The whole ship.
I'd have t-shirts with it on.
My sails. I don't think warships need sails, but I'd rig sails.
Absolutely.
Giant middle fingers.
I like it. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
And if the world became a desert Mad Max dystopian hellscape, my motorcycle would just have a flag on the back that was a middle finger.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. I don't think that Russia should be having any of its fleet out of Russia because, you know, one day somebody's gonna get their back up and, you know,
Well, I just
stand up to him or something. I don't know.
Feel like this is all just showboating.
Yeah.
No pun intended. just, you know, we're actively in the middle of a war in Russia right now.
Yeah.
And we have the time to flaunt our warships. So,
yeah, that's what they think.
If you want to know how great the war is going for us, it's going pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And all those crazy eights in the Senate or Congress, wherever those freaks are,
Congress,
they're believing it. That's why they don't think that anybody needs assistance with their weaponry. I don't know.
Well, that's because they're all greedy, and any dollar that we spend outside of America is money that we're not spending on them.
Correct. Or their programs.
They don't care about their programs. They don't care about their constituents. They care about themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And if I'm not enriching myself, what am I doing?
Correct. You're doing the wrong thing.
Absolutely.
Because it's hooray for me and the hell with you.
Yeah. I did see after, I guess we'll have to get political a little bit. Trump was found guilty of all 34.
Yeah. Go figure.
Fraud,
huh?
Charges. Now that he is a convicted felon, there are 37 places in the world that he just can't go to. And how is the leader of the free world not allowed to go anywhere?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You can't go to certain countries?
You can't go to Canada with a felony.
Really?
100%.
Okay.
A lady at work just found out the hard way that her husband can't cross the border because he's got a DUI in the last 10 years.
Holy cow.
And just a DUI.
Okay.
So you think somebody with a felony can walk across the border? Absolutely not.
Well, I was rather surprised to learn that he'll be able to vote in Florida with a felony because he didn't get his felony in Florida.
Well, that's just a testament to how backwards Florida is in all of their thinking.
Yeah. But just because you have a felony does not exclude you from voting.
No.
Generally, if you are incarcerated, you are excluded from voting.
Right.
But if you're not incarcerated, that doesn't exclude you.
Right. You don't need your rights restored.
Correct.
Which I find wild, because a felony is a felony is a felony. Did somebody just knock on the door? Oh, it's Daddy.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought we were being invaded.
It's the Russians. Deborah, it's the Russians.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Those are some of the things I've learned after I heard that he was convicted, which is a shocker.
Yeah. And now there are, you know, all these bitter people and, you know, they're right to be bitter. But, you know, if you can lead the free world with a felony on your record, then why am I excluded from housing, from job prospects,
yes,
from anything? Why am I excluded from anything with a felony on my record?
Correct.
Which will be very much the question.
Absolutely.
You can't join the military with stuff on your record. What makes you think you can lead the military with,
right,
something on your record? I don't understand how any of this is legit.
Well, our forefathers never suspected that a person like that would become president. They were worried about people wanting to be the king.
Well, he wants to be the king.
Well, I know, because...
And I think that his biggest folly was not dissolving, you know, all the checks and balances while he was in there the first time. I think that's... I feel like that's what he will do the second time around if he gets the chance.
Absolutely.
Is to dissolve everything as we know it and build a dictatorship.
Absolutely.
With him and his retarded children as the leadership.
I completely agree with
from
you.
From here henceforth.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You want someone like Don Jr. running the show? That man is an idiot.
Well, What can I say?
I mean, just the look on his face is stupid.
I know. I know. Both of them.
So, we may not be living in a Mad Max dystopian hellscape, but we're in a dystopian hellscape.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Yeah, there's problems.
And we're never going to solve them. You and I are never going to solve them.
No, because there's nothing we can do.
No.
Because, yeah, I say go out and vote, except that there's too many people out there that think he's okay.
Yeah, they're fine with all this.
Yeah, and I know a few of them. And I'm so shocked because
crazy to me.
I thought that they were normal, right-thinking people.
No.
They're not.
And what I really don't understand is that they're women from lower socioeconomic stations.
Yep.
Which I have never understood the women that I know that are Trump supporters that, first of all, he doesn't like women.
No, not at all.
And he sure as shit doesn't like a woman that can't do anything for him, which is pretty much all of the women in America, because none of his wives have been American.
Correct. Well, I don't know.
Marla Maples was Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I don't think I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, none of them have been. They've all been immigrants.
Yeah, all of his wives. He doesn't like poor people.
No, not
really,
at all.
He really hates poor people.
Yeah.
So, being a poor woman, what do you have to offer? Why do you think that it's a good idea?
Unknown.
I don't understand. Because you know, I'm not looking at Joe Biden like he's looking at me like I'm DTF, because that's not how I think about Joe Biden. First of all, I think he's kind of in the Ronald Reagan camp where he's thinking about jelly beans and when nap time is.
Yeah.
But I also think that he's looking at me as an American, as a person of value just because I'm an American.
Yes.
But
is that what we need? No.
No, we need somebody to turn the ship around. We need,
we need
to go back 10 years.
Yeah.
And we need to fix all the problems that happened 10 years ago and make all that go away.
Right. It won't ever happen.
No. That's Deborah keeps saying, she's like, I just want normal back. This is normal.
Yeah,
this is our normal now.
Well, you know, how many times did we hear this is the new normal?
Yeah.
This is the new normal. This is the new normal. This is the new normal.
Yeah, there is no going back.
No. There's nothing like what we used to have.
No. The halcyon days. Who knew?
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
I would have been happier if I'd known that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Strange.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows?
With all that being said, we don't have another movie set up, of course.
We always come through for you.
Yeah, we always find something good. And
yeah,
I'm actively trying to find movies that Mom likes, that Mom will enjoy. She may not like it, but she'll enjoy it.
Don't worry about stuff like that. That is not what we're here for. I'm here for the slasher movies.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, don't say that to me. Because we'll start watching some crazy ones.
We've watched a few crazy ones. And I've liked them. That's the crazy part of it.
Yeah, I'm really surprised about the shoot 'em ups.
Yeah, I didn't know I liked that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We did just buy a Death Wish movie.
Death Wish.
With Charles Bronson.
Oh, my.
He's like a vigilante.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
I know who Charles Bronson is.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys watch movies like that?
Of course we do.
Okay. All right.
What do you think? I'm sitting here watching the Disney Channel? Look at me. Have you spoken to me ever?
I just don't think about it until we start talking about it. And then it's like, what? Really?
Of course I've seen a Death Wish movie.
I know, and you keep worrying about, you know, stuff with sex stuff in it. Where do you think you came from? And believe it or not, I've been to the Eastwood Theater. So
I don't want to know about that.
I know.
And it was Westwood.
I've been both.
Oh.
Eastwood used to be the same as the Westwood.
Oh, my God.
I've been there. I've walked the walk. I've talked the talk. I've seen all that shit. And
you have led a colored life.
Yeah.
A colorful life that I have never wanted to know
wanted
about.
Wanted to know about. Yeah. 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 If you can think it, I've probably done it. So
don't
worry
know.
About it. I'm not a gun toter. So, and the only time I shot a gun, I shot a hole in the, back of the neighbor's garage. So I put the guns down.
I don't know anymore. You fucking need. You feel like you need to have a gun.
I know. I don't want to think that way, and I'm not going to be that way. So
yeah,
it's another reason why I keep the lights out in my house all the time.
The element of surprise. You're going to sneak up on somebody like a ninja.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
With your bum leg?
With my bum leg, yes. I'm going to whack him with my bum leg.
Okay.
And my bum hand that won't make a fist.
Okay.
I'm going to whack him with that, too.
Yeah, just make sure you break it in several places so they have to pin it back together.
I don't think that would even help.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm a mess, but that's all right.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yep.
Bringing the funnies to you.
I hope so. There's my Mr. Ash. He's been ignoring me today.
It's because you didn't give him cookies right
away. I know. I'm sorry, Ashy. Look at how pretty he is.
Yeah, he said Dad kicked me out, so I gotta... I gotta be out here with you folks.
Aww. You can come up here, my love. Oh, whoop. That was your tail. Sorry.
Tallulah has been... our producer the whole time. She's been sitting here.
She's taken on a new job.
Yeah.
She's got a career.
Yeah.
Aww. He's shaking his tail. He's pretending that he's marking his field. Aren't you, little man? Oh, he's so pretty. These kittens are so pretty, Lexi.
Yeah, we got pretty lucky with this batch.
I know.
All right. Well, on that note, let's call it that we've set our piece on Mad Max, that we've set our piece on the craziness of the world. And
yeah,
we'll be back at some point soon.
Absolutely.
All right. See you when we see you.
Bye.
Bye.